We're going to begin with the Keeper of the Keys, 88 of them to be precise. Eliana de Castro will play for us a solo, Por Una Cabeza, written by Carlos Gardel in 1935. Sort of reminiscent of the Kentucky Derby. This translates to by a head in horse racing parlance. Now, there's a version by Andrea Bocelli, but of course this is the bad. It's actually, you can find it in the movie as The Scent of a Woman, where Al Pacino is evidently dancing a tango. So if any of you feel like tango-like, you can advance up at the front. And Eliana.
Lloyd Webber has more honors than I have hair. Three Grammys.
Awards, an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award, an Emmy, and a Tony. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was knighted in 1992, Sir Lloyd Webber. He was given a life peerage in 1997, created Baron Sir Lloyd Webber. He was appointed the Knight Companion of the Order of the Garter. If we had an equivalent in Canada, it would be the Order of the Hockey Sock.
Tear of fever, tear, tear.
have another piece by that same guy, Sir Aaron Knight, Companion of the Guard or whatever. Phantom of the Opera. Andrew Lloyd Webber called the Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction, the best record of the 60s. And he learned from Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield, the power of a perfect pop song. Speaking of phantoms, he bought a house in Belgravia, London. He believed it was haunted by a poltergeist, so he called in a priest, essentially his ghostbuster. I thought I had a poltergeist at my place. It turns out it was my wife. I should have known because every time I went downstairs, the kitchen was cleaned up. Yeah, and then after that, what could be more appropriate for a great sunny day like this than singing the open area of the opera, Porgy and Bess, Summertime, written in 1934 by George Gershwin. It may be the most covered song in the world with over 25,000 versions. So please join us singing it, but we'll just sing one.
Thank you.
down to the last half of the last period. And what better way to end the concert than with Les Miserables, or in English, The Miserables. It's a story about law and order, 19th century style. You steal a loaf of bread to feed your starving nephew and you get put away for 19 years. And then when you get out, you adopt an orphan, become almost saintly, and you're the subject of a single-minded police manhunt. Those were the good old days. The Sunday Telegraph described the musical as a lurid Victorian melodrama produced with Victorian lavishness. Its performance wasn't that miserable. It did win 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, 5 Drama Desk Awards in 1987, Grammy Award for the Best Musical Cast Show Album in 1988 and 1991. Les Miserables.
Thank you.
Some cookies.